Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the EVN conference call regarding the results of the financial year 2014-15. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now hand the floor over to your host, CFO Stefan Szyszkowitz.
Good morning and welcome to our conference call on EVN results for the 14-15 financial year. Let me start with a short summary of the most important business developments of the financial year 14-15. Although the energy markets remain volatile and the related structural market issues are still unsolved, we can present a quite good result for the financial year 14-15. Having said this, I would like to highlight that we could increase our electricity production on group level by 11.1% during the reporting period. This is due to a number of reasons. With the commissioning of the Potters-Oldersdorf wind park, we have significantly increased our wind power capacities by adding 37 megawatts. In total, our current wind generation capacity amounts to 250 megawatts. In general, production from renewables increased due to higher wind and water flows. In addition, there are also considerable short-term use of our natural gas-fired power plants Theiss and Korneuburg for the purpose of supporting network reliability both in Austria and Germany. And finally, the first full year operation of the Walsum power plant led to a year-on-year increase in thermal power generation. With regard to our two natural gas power plants, Theiss and Korneuburg, I would like to highlight that EVN was meanwhile also appointed to provide 775 megawatts reserve capacity for Southern Germany during the winter half year 16-17. This means that EVN has concluded contracts to supply reserve capacity up to and including the winter half year 17-18. We are pleased to report that the operating performance in Macedonia and Bulgaria has improved. However, let me add that despite certain operating improvements in Bulgaria, we are still using all availability means, including the arbitration proceedings, which we initiated in June 2013, to secure EVN's claims there. In the international environmental service business, an agreement was reached with the city of Moscow on the sale of the sodium hypochlorite plant in Moscow. All in all, we are reporting today a group net result of 148.1 million euros for the financial year 14-15. After this overview, let's now turn to the key financials for the past financial year. The group's total revenue increased by 8.2% to 2.1 billion euros. This growth mainly resulted from the following developments. As already explained before, we were able to increase our electricity production during the previous business year. Another positive impact resulted from the expansion of our natural gas trading activities. Finally, a positive contribution was provided by our operations in Bulgaria and Macedonia due to higher electricity sales and the absence of last year's one-off effects related to the previous year's regulatory decision. The development of the operating result was positively influenced by a few more factors. An increase of other operating expenses due to the sale of the sodium hypochlorite project, an improvement of the operating energy business, and the absence of last year's one-off effects. In total, EBITDA amounted to 583.2 million euros and EBIT amounted to 268.2 million euros. The financial result decreased from minus 31.9 million euros to minus 60.3 million euros due to a lower dividend from Verbund and costs of the termination of the interest hedge for the financing of the sodium hypochlorite plant, as well as for the related investment guarantees issued by the Federal Republic of Germany. The group net result amounted to 148.1 million euros, which is a substantial improvement as compared to previous year. Let us now turn to what I believe is a very solid balance sheet structure of EVN. The sound operating performance clearly supports our traditionally solid and stable balance sheet structure. This is evidenced by the improvements of the following key balance sheet figures and indicators. Our equity ratio improved from 38.5% to 39.8%. Net debt was reduced by 24.1% to 1.2 billion euros. And gearing decreased from 61.6% to 47.5%. Another evidence for our solid balance sheet structure is the assessment of EVN's credit worthiness through the rating agencies Moody's and S&P. S&P confirmed its double B plus rating and stable outlook for EVN in April 2015. Moody's also confirmed its rating of A3 in August 2015 and raised the outlook from negative to stable. In the next slide, you will see now EBITDA contribution by segment. Before I will go through each of the segments in detail, I would like to illustrate with this slide that a positive EBITDA development can be reported for the following segments: Generation, Network Infrastructure Austria, Energy Supply Southeast Europe, and Environmental Services. In contrast, the Energy Trade and Supply segment suffered from a decline in the reporting period. The reasons for this development will be explained in a minute, and I will be talking about that particular segment. So let's now continue with a detailed view on each segment. I would like to start with the Generation segment on next slide. In the Generation segment, electricity production rose by 9.9% to 4,089 gigawatt-hours. This increase is reflected in electricity generation from both renewable and thermal energy sources. Let me briefly repeat the main reasons for this development. A renewable generation benefited from the commissioning of a new wind park with an installed capacity of 37 megawatts. In addition, there was a favorable wind and water conditions for renewable generation. The thermal generation benefited from the first full year operation of the Walsum power plant. In addition, EVN's two gas-fired power plants were called on more than 80 times during the last business year to support network stability in Austria and Germany. As a consequence of all this development, revenue rose by 13.7%. On the expense side, due to the higher thermal generation, respective increase of purchase cost of energy carriers was almost offset by the optimization measures for the management of the thermal power plants. Based on these developments, both EBITDA and EBIT improved. The EBIT, however, was still negative at minus 10.5 million euros, which is mainly due to an impairment loss which had to be recognized for the Dönau power plant because on the closing of the Verbund power plant unit. On the next slide, I will turn to the development in the Austrian energy trade and supply business. When talking about sales volumes in the Austrian energy trade and supply business, we are reporting slight increases in electricity and heat sales volumes on one hand, whereas the natural gas sales volumes were a bit lower during the last financial year. The first full year's sale of energy from the Duisburg-Walsum power plant is one reason for the rise in the segment revenue, the other reason being increased activities in the natural gas trading. In line with these developments, operating expenses increased on the procurement side too. EBITDA was negative at minus 2.9 million euros and EBIT was amounted to minus 20.6 million euros. Two main reasons were responsible for this development. Firstly, provisions for onerous contracts related to the marketing of EVN's own electricity production, and secondly, a provision for impending payments from liabilities for Econ Gas. Now I will present the developments in our Network Infrastructure Austria segment. The network distribution volumes increased for both electricity and gas across all customer segments. The increase of natural gas distribution volumes is also due to the more frequent use of EVN's gas-fired power plant. Revenue in the segment was 2.6 lower, which was mainly a consequence of the lower volume of completed and invoiced customer projects, higher revenue from natural gas network operations, from cable TV and telecommunication services could not offset this development. The operating results rose in comparison to the previous year. EBITDA improved by 7.7% and EBIT by 14.7%. This development was due to the following reasons: lower expenditures for material and services, lower additions to personal provisions, and higher operating income. In line with EVN's commitment to focus on supply security, the Network Infrastructure Austria was again the segment with the highest share in our investment program. In 2014-15, almost 50% of our investments were spent to strengthen our electricity and gas networks in Lower Austria. Please note that investments in the regulated business strengthened regulatory asset base and improved the productivity factors. Both are key parameters in the Austrian regulatory model for network tariffs. Now I will proceed with the Southeastern Europe segment. Our results in this segment are influenced by the tariff decisions of Bulgarian and Macedonian regulators. In Bulgaria, the end customer prices for electricity were increased by 9.7% as of the 1st of October 2014, with a parallel increase in procurement prices. So, in the beginning of August, there was a slight decrease of 0.4% for end customers in EVN supply area. A similar development took place in Macedonia. The regulator there increased the average and end customer prices for electricity by 3.5% in its July 2014 decision, with a lower than expected increase of network tariffs. 1 year later, in July 2015, there was also a slight decrease of roughly 0.3% for end customer electricity prices, but costs for the next planned liberalization step were not considered. The sales volumes increased in the reporting period due to lower temperatures during the winter in that region. Another positive effect is the absence of the prior year's one-off effects, which were due to the repayment of revenues from previous periods. Another favorable factor were higher electricity generation volumes, which were increased by 23.9% on a year-on-year basis. This development resulted from above average water flows for the Macedonian hydropower plant and increased production of the Bulgarian cogeneration plant. Due to all of these developments, the revenue rose by 15.2% during the last financial year. The operating results of the Energy Supply Southeast Europe segment showed a positive trend with an improved EBITDA of 120.7 million euros and an improved EBIT of 57.8 million euros. Finally, I will give you now an overview about the developments in the Environmental Service segment. On the revenue side, the developments in the segment were twofold. Whereas revenue from the drinking water supplies in Lower Austria rose, the revenue from the international project business decreased. With both developments taken together, there was a decline in revenue by 9.7%. In the environmental service segment, the landmark achievement, however, was the solution which we negotiated with the city of Moscow for the sodium hypochlorite plant project. In October 2015, it was agreed to sell the shares in the property company holding the sodium hypochlorite plant for 250 million euros, which resulted in an increase of other operating income. As part of the agreement with the city of Moscow, our German subsidiary WTE was required to put the plant into operation. Such commissioning was successfully completed in March 2015 after a 72-hour test run. Due to the absence of the negative one-off effects, these developments in total resulted in an improvement of EBITDA and EBIT, which both were positive again at 55.1 million euros, respectively 28.6 million euros for the EBIT. In 2014-15, EVN worked on the realization of 8 projects in Montenegro, Poland, Romania, Czech Republic and Cyprus. Out of these, wastewater projects in Poland, Romania and Cyprus have been completed. In the domestic drinking water supply business, EVN's focus is on improving the quality and supply security of drinking water for existing customers. In that respect, we are particularly proud to report the commissioning of already 2 out of 3 plant natural filter plants, which will reduce the hardness of water by natural means, thereby improving the water quality of approximately 200,000 end customers at the end of the day. Now let's continue with the development of our group cash flows on the next slide. Due to our sound operating performance, the gross cash flow rose by 29.8% to 438.1 million euros. Cash flow from operating activities, however, declined by 12.4% to 478.3 million euros due to changes in the working capital. These were related to the non-recurring effects in the previous business year. The cash flow from investing activities was influenced by the sale of the sodium hypochlorite plant, was therefore substantially improved compared to last year. The cash flow from the financing activities reflected the repayment of the project finance loan for the sodium hypochlorite plant and also scheduled repayments of loans. All in all, the net change in cash and cash equivalents amounted to 48.3 million euros. Now let's proceed with our outlook for the 15-16 financial year. On a general level, we expect the group net result for 15-16 to remain largely stable. This statement is subject to the assumption of average conditions in the energy environment. The factors that could significantly influence such outlook include the regulatory background, developments in the proceeding related to claims from tariff decisions in Bulgaria and the Walsum power plant, as well as the progress on activities in Moscow. We remain committed to our competitive dividend policy and continue to be an attractive yield stock. The Executive Board will propose the payment of a dividend of 42 cents per share for the 2014-15 financial year. Our strategy remains unchanged, and we will continue to focus on those strategic priorities which we have been communicating in the past. This, in particular, includes the following. We are committed to our integrated business model along the value chain of the energy business. The results of past financial years evidence again that our integrated business model is particularly stable in an uncertain and challenging market environment. Another core element of our strategy is supply security. This is above all an obligation towards our customers. From a shareholder's perspective, though, this means that we are continuously investing in the expansion and upgrade of our networks, which are the basis of sustainability and stable earnings. In this context, I would like to mention again that we started an investment program in 2014, which calls for investments of 1 billion euros in Lower Austria over a period of 4 years. Approximately 70% of this total will be directed to the expansion and enhancement of the regulated electricity and gas networks. These investments are also meant to secure stable energy supplies in the future, especially as we are operating in a region with high feed-in volumes of volatile renewable energy generation. The remaining portion of the 1 billion euro investment program is dedicated towards further increasing EVN's renewable generation capacities in Lower Austria. I would like to point out that investments in new wind parks are subject to feed-in tariffs, which are fixed for 13 years and are therefore also the basis of stable earnings. Therefore, we plan to raise our installed wind power capacity from the current level of 250 megawatts to above 300 megawatts over the next 2 to 3 years. With that, I have reached the end of my presentation of the business development in 2014-15 financial year. I'm looking forward to answering your questions. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9* on your telephone keypad. In case you wish to withdraw your question, press 9* again. Please press 9* to state your question. And the first question comes from Peter Crampton from Macquarie. May we have your question, please?
Good morning. One quick question on the provision you took for onerous contracts relating to the marketing of your own electricity production. How much was that charge this full year, and do you expect that to repeat next year? Thank you.
Yeah, well, as you know, we have to we are selling our electricity forward with a perspective of 30 months. And then, of course, we really try to optimize regarding the current prices. On this level, we always have to readjust also the provision which we take here. Yeah, in the sense of the of this year's results, it is 59 million euros.
And you do not expect that to repeat next year?
Well, this depends on the development of the prices on the level there. Yeah? But maybe this is helping you that, of course, the projection which we have done here is on the long-term basis. Yeah? So it's the question how the long-term trends actually will develop.
Okay, perfect. So, thank you very much.
The next question comes from Lueder Schumacher from Societe Generale. May we have your question, please?
Good morning. Three quick questions. One is, could you give us a bit more detail on the generation EBITDA? Could you let us know how much of the EBITDA is from providing system services, ancillary services? Then also on the consolidation, the EBITDA, quite a big swing. 67 million comes just from consolidation. Can you just run us through the details of what's behind it and what we should expect for next year? And on the various lawsuits and claims, Bulgaria, Valsum, and so on, do you have some kind of timetable when we should expect to hear some news there?
Okay, let me start with the ongoing legal cases. We expect a decision for Valsum at the end of 2016. Therefore, the time scale has not changed there. And regarding Bulgaria, it might be also in the last quarter of 2016 that the decision is issued. There will be a hearing in February, therefore maybe after that we will know more about the timescale on this level. Regarding this short-term production for the to secure the stability of the system, together from the TenneT contract and the Austrian grid operator APG, the EBIT we were able to achieve here is a low double digit for the last year. So this is the level on which we have seen here. And regarding the bigger swings, around 13 million euros from the Verbund Innkraftwerke and another 14 million from Walsum for the full year. So this this component which is coming from the business here.
Okay, thank you. Can you just confirm on the system services, did you say low double-digit EBIT or EBITDA?
EBIT. It's EBIT.
Okay, thank you.
It will increase this year, we would expect, because as we mentioned in our press conference an hour ago, we have already achieved the same amount of this kind of short-term requests for stabilization in the first 2 months of this year in comparison to last year.
The next question comes from Deborah Wilkins from Goldman Sachs. May we have your question, please?
Yes, good morning. I had two questions. One was, I always struggle with this, could you just help us understand what are the main items of a one-off nature booked in your 14 and 15 earnings that you're not expecting to recur next year? And the second question is what your view is in terms of the current debate about the Austrian versus German price zones and the potential development there.
Okay, the second one is the more complicated one. The answer to the first question is we have one-off effects of a total amount on different level of the P&L regarding of 100 million. So this was based on the activities of this year, the long-term projections and the impairments and provisions we had to take. So this should help you in a way to see what the operative strength of this year's result have been. And to the second question, as you have seen, and this, we discussed this in the past, there's obviously a problem which is rooted on the Polish-Czech border, and therefore the Acer decision itself gives a strong signal that a solution has to be found, and the situation as it is now cannot be accepted. What we also have seen and have heard from Brussels is that, of course, this topic is not fitting pretty well into the energy union vision, which has been there, being issued as a strong major priority of the new commission. Therefore, we would expect that all responsible stakeholders and partners will at least try to come to the table to find a solution which might be a stronger regulation regarding what is going to happen in these times of the year when actually really the border capacities are cramped and the security is endangered. So maybe there is a perspective that a regulation can be found in the existing system by the stronger regulation regarding cross-border capacities. If you follow the published news, you would get the impression that it's just taking a couple of years, but that the connection between Austria and Germany, as we have seen it for the last years, will be gone.
May I follow up, actually, first of all, on the first point? Could you do two things? Could you just confirm then that your outlook for 15-16 effectively expects 100 million underlying improvement, if you're expecting the one-off not to be there, but
we are
the earnings
to be flat? We are at the beginning of a business year. Yeah? So far, the winter here in Austria and in Southeast Europe have not been so cold as we would have it in our normalized planning. Yeah? On this level, it's too early in the year to give a different guidance regarding the one which we gave, that we are expecting a solid performance next year. We have too many We have too many different components which can go in one direction or can go in different directions.
Okay, maybe I ask, can you help us with the $100 million, just breaking it down in terms of where these one-offs are?
Yes, sure.
Thank you.
The biggest one is the impairment for the onerous contract regarding the Walsum electricity contract. It's at 57 million euros. Yeah. The second one is the Verbund EKW, 26 million euros. And as we have published during the year, also for components of the waste incineration plant in Moscow, 11 million. This and smaller components together amount to these factors of 90-something below 100%.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thanks.
At the moment, there are no further questions. So for any additional questions, please press 9 and star on your telephone keypad. And another question comes from Ludo Schumacher from Société Générale. Please, your line is open again.
Just one follow-up question. You mentioned that I think during the year there were 80 times you were called upon to provide balancing services. Do you have a number for the first 2 months? As you say, you already made as much money in the first 2 months from ancillary services as you did in the whole of last year.
I would like to confirm the numbers of times we have been called. Yeah, it's also about more than 80. I don't give you the figure regarding the contribution, the EBIT contribution now. Let's wait till the year is proceeding. Yeah? But what I wanted to highlight is that there's obviously a strong demand and the system itself is more volatile than we have seen it in all the past years. The strong increase in 14-15 to more than 80 calls have been already achieved in the first 2 months of this year. And maybe also to be correct regarding the provisions, yeah, on the group level, the Walsum impairment was 27.6. On the level of the segment and the contract, there it has been this 57%. And Dürnrohr, it has been an additional 17% coming on this 17 million coming from the running time and the additional cost because our partner Verbund left the operating phase of the Dürnrohr plant.
That's great. Thank you.
The next question comes from Teresa Schienwald from RCB. May we have your question, please?
Good morning. Thank you. Three questions. First, last year you were so kind to provide a kind of an outlook for the South European EBIT, what one could expect for the next year. Second question is concerning actually the environmental services business, about the order book currently and what are your expectations for the course of the year. And last not least, of course, a kind of CapEx outlook.
Okay, as you have seen, we had a strong result in Southeast Europe, but this was also in comparison to last year, the regulatory influence there. So the operating improvement in this year has been something about 23 million euros. Yeah? And on this level, we gave the guidance that on the midterm, we would think that we can achieve a segment result above 60%. I would expect that in the ongoing year, due to also that the weather is not so cold this year in Southeast so far, around 40 million should be the target for Southeast in the ongoing year. But as I mentioned before, we are at the beginning of the year, and therefore please wait till the winter has passed. And regarding Southeast, we also had this year an extraordinary effect with the sodium hypochlorite. So if you take this aside, I would say that on the basis of the existing order book of 48 million euros, I think we would achieve Southeast environmental result of around 30 million euros and going up in the next years to 40 million as a target, but it's a project business and it's pretty much depending also on the realization of different phases of the project itself. And the CAPEX itself on the brutto level, so on the level of investment, is 380 to 400 million in this year regarding also our investment program, but please take into account that on the level of a netto investment, because customers also pay part of the investment, it's around 60 to 80 million less.
Thank you very much.
For any additional questions, please press 9 and star on your telephone keypad. Mr. Shishkovitz, there are no further questions.
Thank you, everybody, and Merry Christmas.